what this announcement says to you between the lines. People are saying, yes, Director Mueller's doing a great job. They want him to stay on 2 years. But is there maybe another message that you take away from this?
Well, the other message I take away is he didn't see anybody else that I think there's a couple of messages. A, he didn't see someone else that could take his place. And two, it's a heck of a time for a leader to be stepping out of a critical role and, you know, during multiple wars.
The first response from some folks that were skeptical of this was, we thought we did away with this whole idea when we set the 10-year term. We don't want another J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah.
Do you see any risk of that here?
I got to tell you, I really don't see that risk. I do think this is a one-time situation because of the world situation. And I just feel like with the recent killing of Osama bin Laden, it's a bad time to be changing the helm anywhere, any place. And as you know, several other key leaders are leaving the administration pretty soon.
I had a former very high-level DOD person say when the Petraeus and Panetta nominations were announced, the president needed to find people that he didn't have to explain to the American people. And I wonder if the same thing might not be at play here. And when I consider your comment that he didn't necessarily see anybody better out there right now with Director Mueller being so highly regarded on both sides of the aisle on Capitol Hill.
Well, that could be part of it, but you know, I really think it's deeper than that, because let's just look at his record since 9/11. It's, you know, whether you like him or not, it's pretty impressive. Not one attack inside the United States and a bunch of preventions. And, you know, the Bureau, like many organizations, is extremely complex operation. And I really believe at this point in history, continuity is important. And go ahead.
I was going to ask you about the transformation that the agency has gone through over the past 10 years, primarily a law enforcement type organization, and now a lot of people look at it as one of the lead anti-terrorism organizations, not just in the United States, but in the world.
Yeah, I mean, when he came in, and I had been out a couple of years when he came in, but I had been a senior executive in the counterterrorism arena, so I know that turf very, very well. And, you know, it's just, I think it's really, really tough to move somebody out of that position at this time, because the change has been incredible. The amount of manpower that's been added has been substantial, but the use of technology has just exploded. And I think this is one of the key things. These are the two key things that have made the FBI so successful, both domestically and internationally.
As the president now, we have heard very few indications from Capitol Hill that there will be a lot of objection to this. As I mentioned, Director Mueller seems to be very popular up there on both sides of the aisle. So the president will have an extra 2 years to consider a replacement for Director Mueller. What do you think the profile of the person who replaces him should look like? The qualifications, the background, the experience, and so on, given the nature of the complexities of the agency and what all the agency does now that maybe it didn't or didn't do as much of when Director Mueller came in?
Well, I really do think that you need a law enforcement professional, whether that's another federal judge or another federal prosecutor or a very experienced police official, a former FBI official. It's somewhere in there. But the key thing is, in my view, is just the ability to lead a large and complex organizations. And know where all the levels, you know how to pull the levers, because that's critical. I mean, there are some incredible leaders out there. I've seen them in the military. I've seen them in the law enforcement arena. But it's in there. It's in those sweet spots, I think.